Toronto Star is reporting Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, and Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, have reached a tentative deal worth billions more to save Stellantis EV battery plant that was just released within the last hour. We've got so many calls out right now trying to get, wrap our heads around this one. Such big news here with this being saved. And we're going to break this all down and try and learn a little bit more about this from Greg Layson, digital and mobile editor over at Automotive News Canada. Greg, this is really big news here that this is apparently all secured here.
Big news, big relief. That's how I would classify this, especially if the entire plant is saved, as we understand from the Toronto Star report. I had made some calls earlier today and was told that probably something was imminent. I had been hearing over the last little while that, yes, everything would go ahead as planned. It was just ironing out some details. And so now, I heard you say earlier 2,500 jobs are saved. I've been told by Stellantis on numerous occasions that that's a conservative number, so even better news for Windsor.
That's, great news. We've heard that 2,500 to 3,200 jobs, but I mean, with this, everything keeps like expanding here with all of these new announcements, and there's obviously the spinoff as well. I mean, so do you have any idea what the number would be? Because I know that we're kicking around that it might be similar to a bit bigger to Volkswagen. Can you explain how this is all broken down for us?
Yeah, so if they're going to match the Inflation Reduction Act of the United States, that contains two different incentives. They are $35 per kilowatt hour for battery cells and $10 an hour per kilowatt hour for battery modules. The best way I had this explained to me is, and I think we can all understand this and relate, picture cells as beer bottles and picture modules as the case. So you, and the kilowatt hours are the more powerful the battery, or the more batteries you make, the more money you get from the government. So in this case, it'd be $45 total. And then that number just grows exponentially the more batteries you make, or the larger or more powerful those batteries are. So we're talking billions of dollars over the life of the Inflation Reduction Act, which ends, I believe it's in 2032 or 2035, somewhere around there. And it goes down every year, but the money continues to pile up.
So we had been told that the Volkswagen investment was the biggest in Canadian history, right? And now
that's correct.
Well, not anymore.
That is also correct. This could play out to be bigger and possibly much bigger than the Volkswagen deal, even if, as I've been told, that Stellantis was willing to take only $5 an hour for that second credit instead of 10, it's still going to add up. And the reason being is this facility is already under construction, so production will start sooner in Windsor than production would start in St. Thomas. And so the longer you run your plant and the more batteries you make, the more money you're going to get in incentives. So this could end up costing the taxpayer more than the Volkswagen plant.
Which is just, it's so hard to wrap your head around here with that number. But I mean, very important for the auto sector as a whole because, Stellantis was playing a really serious negotiations here when they started to have some conversations about the viability of Brampton.
Well, they're playing hardball. They just wanted what they thought they were promised, which was, quote unquote, a matching deal to the Inflation Reduction Act. So what does matching mean? It means $45 an hour, essentially, in total. And that's what Volkswagen could have got if they were building modules. They're not, but they got their $35 an hour for the cells. So, yeah, they wanted that, and it's just going to end up costing us more. But in the long run, it ensures the Windsor Assembly Plant gets the electrified product that it was promised because it was going to use the batteries from this battery plant. It also ensures Brampton gets the electrified product it was promised because it too is going to use the batteries from Windsor. So in essence, it saved or at least extended the life of two assembly plants in Ontario.
I think people have a hard time understanding, when negotiations happen in public, it's dirty and it's messy and you see how the sausage gets made in ways that, people don't really want to. But I think a lot of people sort of got tired of it down here as well because it was going on for, a couple weeks now. How serious was it? Was it truly an existential threat here for the footprint of Stellantis, do you think? Or was it just those hardball negotiations?
Oof. I think there was always a chance that the module portion of this, so the packing of the cells, would move to Michigan, and that in turn led to Brampton being in jeopardy. I don't think Windsor Assembly was ever in jeopardy, and I don't think the cells portion of the battery factory here in Windsor were ever in jeopardy. So I think if you were a Windsorite and you were employed in the auto industry in Stellantis down here, whether it was on the battery side or assembly side, supplier side, you were probably okay. I think what was lost in all of this is how close we came to potentially affecting Brampton in the long run. It's a plant that's in a high-value real estate area. Stellantis probably wouldn't mind much if they had to sell it off and move product to Belvidere, Illinois, which is an open and empty factory right now. So they had moves to make. I just don't think they could make all of the moves that would devastate Ontario.
Now, the Toronto Star is reporting that the deal was helped to be achieved because of the friendship and relationship between Premier Ford and Chrystia Freeland, Deputy Prime Minister. Can you talk just a little bit about that relationship between the two of them? I mean, it's a really interesting thing to observe.
I'll say this. I'm not privy to how tight that relationship is, but I will say this about Premier Ford as a conservative politician. He has been friendlier to automakers and incentives than any previous conservative premier or even conservative federal cabinet minister or prime minister has been, although Stephen Harper did save GM and back then FCA when they were going bankrupt at the Great Recession. But that relationship, even between Premier Ford and the union, is different than many relationships between conservative politicians and the union. I mean, it's still glaring to me that the first person's hand he shook in Windsor at the battery plant announcement was Dave Cassidy's. That shocked me. That's not something you normally see between a conservative leader and a union exec. And so that just speaks to me that Premier Ford is serious about the auto industry. And I think the federal liberals like that, because whether you agree with electric vehicles or not, the federal liberals are pro auto if it's green auto. And so I think they're working together quite well through the union and both levels of government.
Well, you know, there's a relationship federally and provincially there and with the union that's mutually beneficial for all parties here, specifically to not, you know, lose the jobs and to gain more jobs.